teach them about the Zulu in Africa, or teach them about the Aborigines in Australia, or the South American tribes that are still yet to be discovered, because, well, they actually found one. They found one member of a tribe in South America. I can't remember what country, but apparently they've taken the, I think it's the country of Brazil, actually, who's actually taken a very interesting approach, as in they're leaving him alone. They're completely leaving him alone. And it's brilliant because, you know, it's like they're not intruding on his lifestyle, and they're learning by watching what he's doing, and because they have the technology to do it. So that's the thing. It's like, if you want to teach your kids about cultural insensitivity, it's start young. Start when they're asking those questions: why this, why that, why is the sky blue, why is it rain, why does it do this? Ask them why, because kids are always going to, kids are the most inquisitive people on the planet. They're always wanting to know. They're like little sponges who want knowledge. And if you build up them with the right knowledge of just understanding and non-judgmental knowledge, you know, it's like that everyone is an individual, and respect, and just teach them to respect that, then you're going to have a great kid who's going to have children of his own, and he's going to raise them up the way he was raised, you know. And hey, sooner or later, you're going to eliminate racism. You know, you've got to just take a look at what's going on in the United States with the whole Islamophobia going on right now, you know. And it's become such a vile subject right now down in the United States with Islamophobia, you know, just because of a mosque being built on, in Ground Zero, which, you know, it's like, if people want to worship, let them worship. But people think all the zealots are coming out. And
I am Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are you aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Clever broads with goals like Fedorov, seeking better jobs instead of running scams like Set It Off. Some aren't the sharpest, but they know what they stand for. They don't let jams disrespect them on the dance floor. And know they never hit college like the Danforth, for damn sure they got each other's back like a jam sport. Girls in the league are they own, like Gina Davis, Nina Simone ladies, Tina Fey chicks, Christina Applegates, and Benita Applebaums. It don't mask and say nothing when you ask what's wrong. That's what's up. And they can laugh it up, and they don't pass the buck. Nothing's for certain, we all have to trust someone. I used to want to find the love of my life. Now I'm trying to live a life of love. It's not just a husband and wife thing. It's something that Christ brings, some comfort at night. True beauty doesn't run from the light. Keep shining. Keep shining.
Keep shining.
Yeah, keep shining. Keep shining. And I've been known to talk about women on a track or two. I talk to women, I just can't talk for women. That's for you, we need women for that. More women in rap, even tracks like Quali's for women. That's still only half the view of the world. It's no girls rapping, so we only hearing half the truth. What we have to lose, too much, half our youth aren't represented. The better halves of dudes, so we don't hear about your brain, just your brains. How you Rockefeller, Stacey Dash Dames. We just need your voice like an acapella. Something in the music's gotta change a lot of things. It's funny how words like consciousness and positive music can somehow start to feel hollow. It's become too synonymous with polishing soft collagen lips on the face of race politics. Well, you can't be everything to everyone, so let me be anything to anyone. The world turns and there's clouds sometimes, but there's no such thing as a setting sun. It always keeps shining. Keep shining. Keep shining. Keep shining.
Keep shining.
Keep shining. Check it out. My mom taught me where to keep my heart.
My aunts taught me how to sing two parts. My sis taught me how to parallel park and try to teach me math, but she way too smart. My grandma in the 80s is still sharp. My girl cousins in activism and art. They taught me there's no curls too tight, no mind too bright, no skin too dark to keep shining. Yeah, keep shining.
Keep shining. Keep shining.
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome to another edition of Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And we just heard the lovely Shad with his song Keep Shining from his most recent album, TSOL. That was the last pick of Shad's mixtape. Last week we were lucky enough to have him in the studio and he programmed the show for about four songs. He chose three songs that inspired him to be involved in social justice, and he also chose one of his songs that mirrors his sentiments around social justice, and that was the song Keep Shining. What a great song. And if you didn't get a chance to check out Shad's interview, you can go online, just go up to www.citr.ca, go to shows, scroll down till you find Are You Aware podcast, and it's show number 36. And he had some really insightful and interesting things to say and had some great song choices. So we'd like to say thank you to Shad once more for being involved in the Are You Aware mixtapes. It's me, Fleur. You're one of your co-hosts for Are You Aware. I'm with you for the next hour and a half. I promise next week to have Christian Ratcliffe live in the studio after 5 weeks hiatus, your other co-host. He will be back ready to get down and groovy. So we don't have him this week, unfortunately, but I do promise he will be in the studio next week. Instead, we have a very special guest, which I'm very excited to talk to her about because she has some pretty interesting stuff to say. We have Hayley Hagerstone in the studio today in about, let's say, 25 minutes. She's actually the chair of the Surf Rider Foundation Vancouver chapter. Surf Rider Foundation is a non-profit and environmental organization dedicated to the protection and enjoyment of the world's ocean, waves and beaches for all people through conservation, education, activism and research. They not only look at ways to clean up the beach, they also advocate that governments respect beach and marine culture, or marine ecology, I should say. But they also focus on, especially in Vancouver, on snow as well as the logic site, I can't remember what it's called. I'll have to have a look and see what it is. But basically saying, you know, snow, seawater, ocean, lake water, it's all connected and we do have to look after it so we can enjoy it for our lifetime and for generations to come. So she'll be in the studio within half an hour. She'll be talking to us about the foundation, what events are coming up, and she also has her own Are You Aware mixtape because we love to share the music love here on Are You Aware. So she'll be telling us about three songs that inspire her to be involved in social justice and her involvement with the Surf Rider Foundation. But we're going to keep the music trucking along. The next band we have is Yesaya with their song One from their most recent album, Odd Blood. Yesaya are a New York band. They've been around for a little while. They've got two albums. They played the Commodore a couple of months ago, and Christian and I were lucky enough to attend, and it was a great concert, just a huge wall of sound. The band's three core members first came to attention after appearing at the South by Southwest Festival, which is pretty much an indie band's debutante ball, I guess, in early 2007. Tightrope, one of their songs which we have played on the show, has been, appears on Dark Was the Night, which is a compilation done by the Red Hot organization, which is the leading international organization dedicated to fighting AIDS through pop culture. The Red Hot organization have been around since 1989. They use visual artists, producers and directors to raise funds and musicians about awareness for HIV and AIDS around the world. To date, these efforts have donated nearly $7 million for AIDS relief globally. So with having said that, we'll let Yeseya to continue the conversation, and this is their song, One. Enjoy. You're on CITR.
Oh, CITR 101.9 FM is proud to support the 8th Annual Vancouver Latin American Film Festival from September 2nd to September 12th. With dozens of films from all over Latin America, the festival brings dramas, documentaries, and social, historical, and political films to Vancouver. This year's festival focuses in on films from Colombia. Films are in Spanish or Portuguese with English subtitles. Visit www.vlaff.org for tickets and a full listing of films. Vancouver Latin American Film Festival, September 2nd to 12th.
Got you down. won't get very far. Listen to religion, try and tell you who you are. Man, it's a key to separate across the screen. Don't know what it all means. Secrets are pointed, trying to get up and stay. For problems that confound you, only speak is so decay. Futures relegated to a pathetic waste. Can't find a better way. You don't try. Sit there and whine. That's all.
Are you awake yet? That was Pennywise with their song Nowhere Fast from their famous album Full Circle. God, I don't know how that guy manages to drum like that. That was insane. Pennywise is probably one of the most famous American punk rock bands. They've been around since 1988. The name actually is derived from the monster in It by the Stephen King novel of the same title. So if you guys are Stephen King fans, you'll be able to join the dots with that one. Between their 1991 self-titled debut album and their 2005 album, The Fuse, they released an album every 2 years, which means that they were probably one of the most hard-working punk bands around. Their most recent studio album in 2008 was Reason to Believe, which was released for free through a partnership between MySpace and TextAngo, a mobile music distributor. So that was pretty cool that they actually, you know, brought down the barriers of, like, the fact that, you know, basically everyone downloads music and never buys anything anymore, and said, you know what, we're just going to give this away for free because you guys are going to do it anyway. They're known as a pretty political band. A lot of their lyrics focus on political and moral wrongs, and this can be seen in some of their songs like Land of the Free and The Western World. Christian is a huge punk rock fan, so that was one of his choices, and I don't mind a bit of punk rock now and again. It totally wakes you up and gets you ready to do, like, climb a mountain or go bungee jumping or whatever. So that one's for you, Christian. Before that, we heard SNFU with their song Painful Reminder, which is from their album Second, what is it? It's like the longest title in the history of the universe. Hang on. Something green and leafy, this way comes. So you guys can work that out for yourself. SNFU is a Canadian rock band. They formed in Edmonton in 1981, and they've later relocated to Vancouver. The band has broken up and reformed numerous times, and each time they do, they get more and more fans. They've had nearly 10 full-length albums and numerous EPs. They've played worldwide. They're pretty much the undisputed legends of Canadian punk rock, and they're actually playing the Rickshaw on October 1st. And again, most punk music has a political element, political commentary to it. So SNFU over the years are definitely ones that do speak out against moral and political wrongs. Well, we've got about 5 minutes or 10 minutes before Hayley Hagerstone from Surfrider Foundation is going to come in and chat to us about all the good stuff they're doing. So we're going to try and slip in a couple of more songs before she gets here. The next song we're going to play is Basia Blatt. If I didn't say it wrong, I apologize. I mean, if I did say it wrong, I apologize. She's a Canadian folk singer-songwriter. She's known to perform with an auto harp, and she released this album on 2010, in January 2010, and it's a really sweet, funky song and album. So we're gonna play. What are we playing today? I've lost my place. Heart of My Own, and which is the title of the album as well. So you're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. Enjoy.
Remember the happy days of Henry Winkler? The Learning Disabilities Association Vancouver presents Speaking of Kids 2010 on Friday, October 22nd. Get a chance to meet and greet the Fonz himself, Henry Winkler, and hear his extremely dynamic and engaging speech about his battle with dyslexia. Event tickets are only $55. Get yours today. For registration and conference information, please visit www.ldav.ca. Email events at ldav.ca or call 604-873-8139. Don't miss Speaking of Kids 2010 with Henry Winkler, presented by the Learning Disabilities Association Vancouver, October 22nd, 2010.
Well, I'm back in your good graces again. Remember of this life where you never knew one day from the next. Dig your heels in a little girl, put on to the test. You gotta be kind to yourself. You gotta be kind to yourself.
Listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver, and it's about 6:33 on the nose. And that song we just heard was She and Him with their album Volume 2, and that song was Me and You. What a great little track. It mellowed you out after that Pennywise song, I'm sure. Now, we're very lucky to have in the studio someone from the Surfrider Foundation, which I spoke about a little bit earlier on the show. The Surfrider Foundation is a non-profit environmental organisation dedicated to the protection and enjoyment of the world's oceans, waves and beaches for all people through conservation, activism, research and education. And they also not only focus on the beaches but also the mountains and snow and how to look after your mountains so everybody can enjoy them. Tonight on the program, like I explained before, we have Hayley Haggerstone. She is the chair of the Surfrider Foundation from the Vancouver chapter. Hi, Hayley. Thanks for coming along to the show.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Well, the Surfrider Foundation is actually celebrating its 25th anniversary this year, so there is definitely some history there. Can you tell our listeners that may have never heard of Surfrider before a little bit about the foundation's history and their current mission and direction?
Sure. So the organization was founded by a group of visionary surfers from Malibu, California in 1984. And today we maintain over 50,000 members and 80 chapters worldwide. We have international affiliates and chapters in the United States, Europe, Australia, Brazil, Japan, Peru, Argentina, Costa Rica, Mexico, and Canada. And here in Canada, we actually have three chapters now. So we have Vancouver, South Island, which is essentially the Victoria area, and then Pacific Rim, which includes Tofino and Ucluelet.
So when these Malibu surfers started this organization, what was their like mission? Why were they inspired to sort of focus on this stuff?
It was a water quality issue in Southern California, and they were finding that more and more surfers were getting sick paddling out into the water, and they basically just decided they wanted to do something about it. So they stood up, started rallying with the local government, doing beach cleanups, water quality testing of their own, and started to realize that it was a common problem up and down the coast, and that was kind of where the organization began.
Wow, that's amazing. And do you have lots of surfers still involved now? Like, any famous names you can drop or anything like that?
We definitely do. We have a lot of the surfers on the ASP and WQS tour support what we do. I mean, Kelly Slater, Pat O'Connell, Andy Irons, Bruce Irons, all those guys are big, big, big supporters. We actually do the paddle out for clean water and the celebrity expression session down in California, where a lot of those guys come out and support and surf for a contest just to raise money.
Awesome. When does that happen each year?
I believe the celebrity expression session is happening this month. I'm pretty sure it happens in September.
Well, you guys can check out surfrider.com or .org.
org
to find out more about that contest. Now, the Vancouver chapter, how long has that been established?
It began in 2005.
So, and how has that been? Because, I mean, most people don't really see Vancouver as such of a surfing kind of area, maybe more like Tofino, but what was inspired for you guys to be involved with the oceans around here and that?
Again, the Vancouver chapter was started around a water quality issue. We do have somewhat of a lack of sewage treatment locally. Water quality testing is very kind of all over the place. It's not as regular as it should be in some of our opinions. And as well, just the mountains and the close proximity to the ocean of the city, as well as density. There's obviously issues with marine debris, plastics in particular, some of the issues that we address.
All that great stuff that we need to conserve and reduce so our impact's not so dramatic, I guess. Now, what are some of the major initiatives that your chapter is focusing on locally?
The Vancouver chapter is engaged in several campaigns and programs, including Rise Above Plastics, which is raising awareness about the adverse effects of single-use plastics on our marine and coastal ecosystems. We also have Snow Rider Project, which is our mountain program that basically ties in the hydrologic cycle to the whole system of protecting oceans, waves, and beaches. We have Respect the Beach, which is our education component, where we actually do outreach at various levels of schools. And then our newly formed and soon hopefully to be launched will be the Blue Water Task Force, which is a citizen-based water quality testing program.
So what, I mean, you talked about the hydrologic cycle. I'm sounding really intelligent right now. I mean, your organization's called Surfrider. So for a lot of people, they're like, why are you involved in the mountains? And I'm sure you've had that question 1,000 times before. So what is what's the connection with the mountains and the ocean?
Well, the hydrologic cycle, so this will be your geography 101 lesson.
Yes.
Is basically the symbiotic relationship between our mountains and our streams down to our lakes and then out to our oceans eventually. So anything that happens up there essentially ties it all in. So it rains on the mountains, it turns into snow, the snow melts in the spring, goes into our rivers and our streams, into lakes and glaciers, or glacier lakes, and then essentially it eventually goes all the way down into the ocean. So Snow Rider Project for a region like Vancouver, it's very important for us. If someone's littering up on the mountains, or if there's a water quality issue, someone's sewage, you know, their septic tank breaks, anything like that, it's all going to come downstream. So one of the slogans that the guys down in Seattle area use is keeping it clean upstream.
Nice. I like that. Now, one of the questions I was going to ask is how, the connection is with the snowboarding. How you guys do beach cleanups and mountain cleanups. How bad is it up there when you go up to clean up? Is it, are people cognizant of, you know, taking what they've brought up to the mountain with them, or is there a little bit more work that needs to be done?
This was the first year in about 4 years that we've done mountain cleanups. We've done two so far. We've done Seymour and Grouse, and we'll be doing Cypress at the end of September. I was absolutely shocked and appalled by how much trash there is up underneath the lift line as well as the parking lots. People just, I think because the snow's there, they think that if they toss it, it's just away because you can't see it anymore a lot of the time, but it doesn't go away. It sits there, and the fact is the mountains just don't have the infrastructure to be able to clean all of that trash. A lot of their staff are only seasonal, so it really just sits there until it melts in the spring, and then it's going to end up coming down onto the beaches. So.
And into that horrendous plastic island that's in the middle of the Pacific somewhere,
yeah,
floating around. Oh. And with the beaches, is that a little bit better than the mountains with regards to the cleanup and the trash, or is it just as bad?
Yes and no. I mean, the city beaches are cleaned quite regularly throughout the summertime, so those ones get a little bit more attention if you come out UBC out this way, Pacific Syrup Park and those sorts of things. Again, it comes down to funding. The parks just don't have the money to clean them up as regularly as we would like to see. So when we come in and, you know, the fall or the early spring and do a cleanup, we pull a substantial amount of garbage. We did Wreck Beach last, I guess, like early spring, and we pulled a ton of garbage off of there. So
what do you think the disconnect is with people just like thinking, has there not been education within the schools? I mean, coming from Australia, we have the Keep Australia Beautiful campaign that's been going around for 20 years, and we have regular days where we go out and clean up the beaches and stuff like that. And littering was such a huge campaign when I was growing up about don't litter, keep Australia beautiful. Does that happen over here? Do you think there's a disconnect there now?
I think people are definitely educated on it. I mean, I remember, you know, from my mom to elementary school, the whole thing, they always tell you to clean up after yourself, mm-hmm, and pick up. But I think it's more just a laziness and people just thinking someone else will do it, because there are parks people and there are, you know, city workers and all that. But, you know, the fact is it doesn't just sit on the beach. It does get washed out into the ocean. It doesn't just sit under the chairlift. It runs downhill. So I think people just need to realize that you really just need to live by the Leave No Trace policy and even go beyond that and take a little extra something if you're there. If you see garbage, don't just step over it, pick it up.
Well, exactly. And I mean, as once it goes into the water, not only is it destroying the marine ecology, but also the animals that live there. I mean, you see those horrific images of like birds and fish with, you know, beer coaster things wrapped around them and stuff like that. It's just horrendous. But we are going to actually shift gears for a moment, because like we do all the time, any visitors that come on Are You Aware, we do ask them to choose a couple of songs that inspire them to be involved in what they're doing. Either if it's an artist, we get them to choose who's socially inspired. We get them to choose three songs that inspire them to be involved in social justice. And then they also get to choose one of their own songs that mirrors their sentiments around social justice. So we did ask Hayley to choose three songs that inspire her to be involved in the Surf Rider Foundation and all the good work that she does. So why don't you tell us about your picks and why you chose them? Do you remember?
I do. The first song was actually
We have it as John Mayer. Okay.
The first one is a John Mayer song, Waiting for the World to Change. I mean, that one's pretty much self-explanatory. It's just talking about people really just engaging themselves and making that conscious shift, be it whether it's socially, environmentally, however we need to change and make this world a better place. The second one was John Butler Trio Revolution. That entire album, I don't know, it just floored me. And there's something about that song that just makes me want to get up and do something. And it's, you know, talking about politics and a lot of things that obviously affect water quality in our oceans and everything that really matters to me. And then the third one being a Jimmy Buffett cover by Jack Johnson, A Pirate Looks at 40. And that one partially reminds me of my mom, but it also talks about really just connecting with the ocean and giving up everything to go out to sea. And Jack Johnson is such a huge supporter of Surf Rider Foundation around the world, so I really had to plug one of his songs for sure.
Nice. Well, we're going to listen to your first two choices, and then we'll have Hayley back on to talk more about Surf Rider and how you can be involved. But in the meantime, we'll play her first choice, which is Waiting for the World to Change by John Mayer. You're on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
with the world and those who lead it. We just feel like we don't have the means to rise above and beat it. So we keep waiting,
waiting,
waiting on the world to change. We keep on waiting,
waiting,
waiting on the world to change. It's hard to beat the system when we're standing at a distance. So we keep waiting,
waiting,
waiting on the world to change. Now if we had the power to bring our neighbors home from war, they would have never missed a Christmas. No more ribbons on their door. And when you trust your television, what you get is what you got. Cause when they own the information, oh, they can bend it.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girl. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Copyright. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
Listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And we just heard two-thirds of Hayley Hagerstone's Are You Aware mixtape. She's from Surf Rider, which is an environmental organisation dedicated to the protection of and the enjoyment of the world's oceans, waves and beaches. And we've been talking to her about the history of the Surf Rider Foundation and some of their initiatives for this year. Now, a lot of news has been, you know, inundated with what's been happening down in Mexico. It was one of the largest environmental disasters that the Earth has ever experienced, and it occurred at the beginning of this year. Has the Surf Rider Foundation been involved in any capacity with the cleanup of the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico?
Very much so. We have several chapters based out of Florida, in particular the Emerald Coast chapter. They've actually adapted the Blue Water Task Force, which is one of Surf Rider's cornerstone programs, which is a citizen-based water quality monitoring program, and it's run by Surf Rider volunteers, and we basically produce our own data.
So how does that work, the Blue Water Task?
Basically, we're testing for indicator bacteria to see the safety of our waters and how clean they are. Now, the Emerald Coast chapter has actually adapted the testing mechanism to be able to test for dispersants in oil, which is a very expensive process, but a very necessary one, obviously, for people that want to get back in the water after disasters such as the Gulf spill. I mean, we need someone out there testing and letting them know when it is going to be safe, so...
I heard that recently that they found, I mean, a lot of the oil has sunk to the bottom, and they found that bacteria are now eating the oil. Have you heard about that? Someone told me that the other day, and I was like, oh, I bet the CEO of BP is like having a party right now going, woo!
I was going to say they're probably stoked and they'll capitalize off of that.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, and the scary thing about this oil spill and the magnitude of it is that we won't know for such a long time, you know, years, decades, even, you know, half a century, what kind of damage that has done to not only the water but also the animals that are involved in that.
And that's one of the reasons why they're trying, well, they already are implementing this testing program, is to have, you know, frequent testing and to have that data available and to monitor it over 5 to 10 years to see, you know, how long this is going to last. So they're fundraising right now to be able to run it for between 5 and 10 years, depending on how the data is going. And it's quite an expensive test compared to the regular water quality tests.
And you said that citizens are involved in testing, so they just go to Surfrider, or?
Yeah, so Surfrider as an organization is, as a whole, is about 99.9% volunteer run. So there are very few staff people within the organization. It's very grassroots, it's very organic, and just inspired by the people who, you know, care about our coasts and care about our oceans and our waves. So down in Florida, it's the same thing. It's, you know, a group of volunteers with maybe one staff person in Florida, but basically they're running the tests, they're getting trained by this staff person and by other people on how to do the tests, and then, you know, producing this, the data and the results, and then putting it online so it's available for people to see what the water quality is down there.
How often do you think the CEO from BEP looks at it?
I'm sure he pays people to look at it.
Exactly, exactly. So how can people get involved with Surfrider locally, and what are you guys wanting to focus on?
The best way to get involved would be to become a member. Memberships are just $5 here in Canada. You can become a member online through surfrider.org. Those ones are $25, the difference being you actually get a copy of Making Waves, which is our bi-monthly publication that comes out and it's mailed to your house. The $5 membership gets you on our newsletter, but you don't get Making Waves mailed to your house. It's the only difference. And you can buy one of those at any of the events or fundraisers that we're doing. If you see us out and about, just approach us. We always have them with us. You can also buy them at a couple of retailers locally, Sitka Surfboards being one of them on 4th, as well as Pacific Border.
And how, if people want to be involved in these cleanup that you have going on, I know you have one at the end of September happening, do they just go to surfrider.org and set up a volunteer sort of profile and things like that, or?
Actually, just surfridervancouver.org is our local website, and there's actually a Google document on the front page that'll show you all the upcoming events. This month we have a beach and a mountain cleanup that we're participating in, the beach cleanup being the Great Canadian Shoreline Cleanup on Saturday, September 18th at Kitts Beach, and then the mountain cleanup being our third one of the year at Cypress Mountain on Sunday, September 26th, and that's happening between noon and 4 o'clock up on the mountain.
And as many, the more the merrier?
Exactly.
Out there.
Yeah, everyone can come out. You don't have to sign up. You don't have to register. Just show up and take part. We usually have a barbecue or something to thank you for coming out. We always have heaps of prizes from sponsors and things like that as well. So,
you're doing a good deed and you might get a free lunch. They never say there's a free lunch. So that you've heard it first, Surfrider giving away prizes and free lunch. So you can help clean up, you know, the beaches and the mountains that we all use, and we all talk about how beautiful they are. So let's keep them that way. One other question before we go to your last song. What changes can your average citizen make in their day-to-day lives to help the ocean or the cause in the oceans?
I think the biggest things are, you know, implementing a leave no trace policy wherever you go out in the world. If you're on the mountains, if you're on the beaches, don't leave anything behind. And better yet, if you see some garbage, pick it up. Don't step over it. Grab something extra before you leave. Remember to bring your own, whether it's a bottle, a bag, anything like that. Just try not to use single-use plastics as much as you possibly can. And with that, you know, everyone knows the 3 R's, reduce, reuse, recycle. They're in that order on purpose. It's reduce, reuse, then recycle. Recycling is not the answer. It should be the, you know, last resort, if anything. Recycling plastics isn't the best answer. Plastics, when they're recycled, it downgrades and they can't be made back into, you know, what they originally were. And then finally, educate yourself on local issues that are affecting our coasts and marine environments. Become an engaged citizen, and then you can not only, you know what's going on, but you can lobby for change.
Well, and I think people are very apathetic about, you know, writing to their local MP or, you know, their senator or whatever, because they think that they don't take notice. And for a fact, I know, and I've heard MPs tell me themselves that, you know, one letter actually represents about 100 people's opinions, and that's how important they think it is. So if you are concerned about Canada's waterways and especially Canada's beaches and the local beaches of Kitsilano, do write to your MPs and tell them to get more involved and to be involved with Surfrider. So why did we choose Jack? I know you wanted to talk quickly about Jack Johnson. We're going to play him next, and then we're going to have Haley in for one little last question. So what's about Jack Johnson?
Well, Jack Johnson, like I said before, he has been a huge supporter of Surfrider for years and years. And again this year with his To the Sea tour, he's donating 100% of the tour proceeds back into the charities of his choice. He's one of them being Surfrider. And in addition to that, the Johnson O'Hanna Charitable Foundation is matching any donations made to the organizations that he's chosen between now and October 15th. So if you go to www.allatonce.org and you select Surfrider Foundation Vancouver Chapter and you donate, every dollar that you donate, this foundation will actually match up to $2,500.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And when's the show?
The show is on Friday, October 1st at Rogers Arena.
Okay, so if you're going to Jack Johnson, is it sold out? Or maybe not yet?
I'm not too sure. Wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, everyone loves Jack Johnson. If you're going to go to that show, please go and see Surfrider and have a chat to them, and please be involved in their cleanup and, try and donate so that they can get some much-needed funds to continue their work. But we're not going to say goodbye to Haley yet. We will play Jack Johnson now, and we'll get her back to have a little more of a chat before she goes on her way. Okay, you're listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
The Jimmy Buffett girl. Mother, mother, ocean, I have heard you call. Wanted to sail upon your waters since I was 3 feet tall. 'Cause you've seen it all. You've seen it all. I've watched the men who rode you, they switch from sails to steam, and in your belly you hold the treasures few have ever seen. Most of them are dreams. Most of them are dreams. Well, yes, I am a pirate, a few hundred years too late. The cannons don't thunder, there's nothing to plunder. I'm an under 40 victim of fate, arriving too late. Arriving too late. I've done a bit of smuggling. Well, I've run my share of grass. I made enough money to buy Miami, but I pissed it away so fast. It's never meant to last. It's never meant to last. Well, I have been drunk now for over 2 weeks. I've passed out and I've rallied and I've sprung a few leaks. But I've gotta stop wishing, I've gotta go fishing. Down to rock bottom again, with just a few friends. Just a few friends. With just a few friends. Just a few friends.
Yay, that was Jack Johnson with his version of a Jimmy Buffett song, A Pirate Looks at 40. And that was the last song from Haley Hagerstone from Surfrider Foundation's Are You Aware mixtape. She had John Butler Trio with Revolution by April from his album April Uprising, and then John Mayer with his song Waiting on the World to Change by Continuum. From his album Continuum. Sorry, I'm a little bit slow today. Thank God Christian's back next week. Can I just say thank you? It's been such a great event, having you on here and learning more about Surf Rider. Is there anything else you want to say to get people excited, inspired, be involved?
Just if you're interested to find out more, go to www.surfridervancouver.org, or you can find us on Facebook. We have a group under Surf Rider Vancouver, and that's a great way to find out what's going on and see if it's an organization you want to get involved with.
Nice. And we're trying to ask people that come on the show now and the artists, if you had one message to give the world, what would it be?
Oh, wow.
You have time. You have a time to think about it, but I always like to spring that on the end. If you could only say one thing, what would it be to the listeners out there? It can be anything.
Oh, man.
Be good to the ocean? I don't know. Whatever you want. Oh, no, I've put her on the spot.
You know, in light of our probably most active campaign, I would just have to say plastic is not the answer. There are other options, so just inform yourselves and say no as much as you can. Refuse plastic.
Exactly. And if anyone doesn't know about this horrific plastic island that's in the middle of the Pacific, just type in plastic island and you will see the horrendousness of this. It's basically a floating island of plastic that's getting bigger and bigger every year. And that's literally because of our overuse of it and us not disposing of it properly. So let's try and make Vancouver a one-use plastic-free city and beach
If you're interested in the Pacific Ocean Gyre, which is the plastic island that Fleur is referring to, check out Algalita Marine Research Foundation and the Five Gyres Project. Those guys are doing amazing things out there researching the gyres. There's actually five of them. So there's a lot of plastic out in our oceans, and it's not the common misconception that it is a floating island. It's actually dispersed through the water column, so you can't see a lot of it. It's tiny bits and pieces that have been broken down. So it's scary, scary stuff, and that is the composition of our oceans today. So
and you're finding them in the fish as well. So let's not leave that as our legacy for future generations. Let's try and clean that up before we pass the earth on to the next generation. Well, what an amazing person you are, and what an amazing organization you represent. It's been a real pleasure to have you on, and I know I've been educated a lot better now. So yeah, we just want to say thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
I hope you had fun, and yeah. I hope the choice of music wasn't too difficult.
No, I figured it out in the end. It took me a little bit, but
okay. So if you guys want to know more about Surf Rider, all you have to do is go to surfridervancouver.org, and remember, they're having those two cleanups, one at Grouse Mountain, Cyprus, my apologies, that's on September 26th, and then they have one on September 18th down at Kitts Beach to clean up the beaches. Okay, we're going to keep going. What have I decided to play for you guys now? That's right, we're playing Man Man. Man Man are playing the Rickshaw tonight, and it's going to be one hell of a concert. This is actually a song of theirs from La Blogothèque, which I've talked about many a times, and this song is The Skin. You're listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Stones and glass stilettos, it breaks my knees. Goddamn, God. Are you tired of spending your hard-earned money on CDs? Compact discs, I mean. DVDs, even. Whatever. Anything that might be better with
radio-ness.
I'm sick of listening to music without any funny quips in between. No commercials, I mean, come on. What about
Jay?
Mark. I'm
Jason.
The Bear. All those guys. Now you'll never have to miss out on crazy
Mark Farabee
and
Jason
the Bear
Paulette
because
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver
has come up with their own label. That's right. You can listen to music and never have to listen to... You can listen to music and never have to miss out on the radio-ness.
Listen to Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m. on 101.9 CITR with your hosts, Mark Farabee
and Jason Paulette.
Do you want to have your music played? Have your horoscope read or just
give us some random advice?
Send us an email at fridaysunrise@vanmusic.ca or call us during the show at 604-UBC-CITR or 604-822-2487. Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m.
Serve God, love me, and end. This is not the end. Live unbruised, we are friends. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Love that song. That was Mumford & Sons with their song Sigh No More from the same album. I kind of miss the boat with Mumford & Sons. I know that they released their debut album last year and I was, I guess, under a rock, but I've discovered them in the last couple of weeks, and what a solid album. I can't wait to hear what else they're going to bring out. They've actually got a sold-out tour. They're coming to Vancouver. They're playing on the 23rd of October. Like I said, it's sold out. It's pretty sold out all the way through Canada and the States. They're a folk rock band which formed in London, England. They've only been around since 2007. This album that we just played was nominated for the Mercury Prize, and this album was released in 2009. In Australia, I know it's probably really bad form to talk about another radio station when I'm on air, but it's in context of why, it has connection with Mumford & Son. Basically, Australia has an independent radio station called Triple J. It's a national radio station that pretty much plays only independent music, either sounding or, is definitely independent music. Every year they have what they call their Triple J Hottest 100, which plays on Australia Day, which is the 26th of January. It basically allows you to, a couple of months before the end of the year, you get to vote on your favourite independent song from that year. And then on Australia Day, we count them down from 100 to 1, which means that there's usually redonkulous parties going on, and if you walk down a street in any street in Australia, you will hear Triple J blaring out because that is the party album of the day. Last year, Mumford & Sons actually won number one spot on the Triple J Hottest 100. So they were actually played in the Triple J studios and did a bunch of stuff for that. So that's pretty cool. The Mumford & Sons are actually playing Eden Sessions, or did play Eden Sessions on July 2nd. The Eden Sessions are a series of one-day live music festivals in the spectacular setting of the Eden Project in Cornwall. The Eden Project is an educational charity from Cornwall which focuses on environmental issues, and they use exhibits, events, workshops and educational programs along with music to remind people of our dependence on and connection to the natural world and to conserve and look after it, like we've been talking about with Surf Rider today. I really do want to say thank you to Hayley for coming on the show, giving us our Are You Aware mixtape and telling us all about the Surf Rider Foundation. It's an amazing organisation and it has some really cool stuff going on. If you don't have anything to do on September 18th and September 26th, like I said before, they are doing a September 18th kits cleanup of the beach down there, and on September 26th they are doing a cleanup of Cypress Mountain. So you don't even have to register as a volunteer, you can just go down and say that you're here, you want to help clean up and make the beaches of Vancouver and the mountains of Vancouver beautiful. If you want to know more about Surf Rider, all you have to do is go on and surfridervancouver.org, and that'll give you all the information. They have some great initiatives with regards to their plastics and keeping the ocean beautiful for many, many years to come. Well, I think we have just enough time for one more song before Bleak comes on for Exquisite Corpse at 6:30. I've enjoyed being by myself kind of over the last 5 weeks. I am definitely looking forward to Christian being back in the studio and shooting the breeze with him. He will be back in the studio next week. I will be here next week, but the week after I'm taking some time off to just decompress from being alone for so long. But we will be having a bit of a party theme next week. I've decided it's soul and funk week next week, so get ready to get your groove on. And please join us next week. If you want to know anything about Are You Aware, you can find us on Facebook. If you're a band that has socially conscious music or involved in any kind of social justice stuff, you can always email us. We are areyouawareradio@gmail.com. But we're going to leave you with one of my favourite bands of all time. This is from their new album, How I Got Over. The song is called Right On. The band is the immaculate and amazing The Roots, who have been involved in so much stuff that we've talked about before. I hope you have a great week. Enjoy your weekend. I hope you had a great short week. And I'll see you guys next week. Be good to each other. You're listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. Hit it.
Yo, I try to get it how I live it. A lot of people counting on me, kinda like a digit. It's a cold world, I'm not fronting like it isn't. It's no time for coming up shorter than the midget. Y'all know I'ma raise the bar though, like Bridget. See there is cargo, don't blink, you might miss it. It's precious cargo, you gotta be strong to lift it. The light comes in different types, be more specific. Shit, I'm black or what could be more prolific? For this love, I go above and beyond the limit. I told y'all I'm above and beyond a gimmick. I get into your head and spread like a pandemic. I never put my stuff in a race I can't finish. I'm well grounded, founded on the same premise as any man with a hit list that's about business. Yo, can a brother get a witness? Dig it right on.
Another track, I'm gonna do a snare roll.
Rock and roll!
Were you going to have a party here tonight, son?
I mean, whatever happens, your toes are still tapping.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's hottest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres. Check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
And if you're a rock star, you're famous, and you rock out.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know.
It's fun though, isn't it?
Now.
About is Bleak.
Is that so?
Oh, so that is. I mean, just take a look around.
Bleak brought this from me a year ago, man. This is a rare out-of-print bird.
Look, I'm a delivery man making deliveries. And any static, take it up with Bleak.
Bleak, two E's, one K. Right now, I'd like to bring to the stage a fine musician, as well a very dear friend. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Bleak.
Oh my God! All right, everybody, it's Bleak in here at the studio here. I'm peeking myself out here. Somebody turned up the microphone thing, and now it's all loud. Hey, what's going on? How you doing? It's been an interesting week for me. I did Bumbershoot last weekend. Labor Day weekend thing. That was kind of cool. There weren't a lot of bands that I was interested in really checking out this year for some reason. I don't know what it was. Maybe I just haven't been keeping up with bands, or there just weren't that many that were very inspired that caught my interest over the year. I don't know what it was. There was just nobody, so it was comedy year. Focus on comedy year. So I saw a lot of people on the weekend. I saw Doug Benson was there. He's unscheduled, but he appeared throughout the weekend at different people's events. Patton Oswalt was there. I saw him a couple times, and I saw him do a stand-up thing. I saw Tig Notaro do the exact same set twice, and once was kind of funny, and the second time, a carbon copy. I don't know what the hell it was. She is like a robot. She even says that herself, like a robot. But anyway, there you go. That's some of the things that I did at Bummer Shoot. It was comedy weekend, like I said. Saw Marc Maron. Now, this is something that I wanted to tell you about. Marc Maron, I've been listening to the podcast of his since the beginning. And so I ran into Marc Maron at the Bummer Shoot. Well, actually, I saw him twice doing different shows. So I saw one of his stand-up things, and I saw a live taping of the WTF podcast that he does, you know. And then Monday morning, I find myself... My wife says, let's go get breakfast at the Whole Foods down the road. So I say, oh, okay, whatever. So we go to the Whole Foods down the road, and I'm looking around for this and that, and blah, blah. And I find myself, you know, maybe I should just read you this email that I sent to Marc Maron. If I can find it. Now, here it is. All right, here's an email I sent to Marc Maron. If you don't know who Marc Maron is, where you been? But he does a very popular podcast called, a comedy-based podcast called WTF. You can find it at WTFpod.com, I believe it is. Anyway, here's what I wrote to Marc Maron. So I wasn't that thrilled about the Bummer Shoot music lineup this year and decided to focus on the comedy stages this time. So each day I stand in the line so that I can stand in another line to get my guaranteed comedy stage pass. By the third day, I'd already seen you twice. Once for a stand-up show and again for a live taping of the WTF podcast. Monday morning, I'm at the grocery store, which was Whole Foods, thinking about getting some food and coffee and thinking how I have to get back in the lines to get my comedy tickets again. Now,